Today we're learning Nida Tetzayin, five lines from the top of the page. They ask the following question from Nachman, and from here till the end of this Amud, we're going to be talking about whether Vestot or Deoraita or Derabanan. Again, what does that mean? It means that when you're expecting to get your period, if you have a regular cycle, then the question is, we assume, right, there's a concept that we assume you're going to get your period that day. How much is that assumption important halachically? Do we say that that's deoraita, which means, again, what's one of the big nafkaminas? If you didn't check on your time of your veset, then do you need to check at some point before having relations or not? Okay, that's the question. So, So if we say they're deoraita, then we take it very seriously and we assume, potentially we're going to see later, that we assume even if you didn't see, the assumption is you got your period, okay? Maybe the blood came out and you just kind of missed it. Again, that would be, right, for most women, that would be a strange thing to have happened, that you kind of have missed your period, but that's kind of the assumption here. Or is it derabanan, in which case we assume you get it, but if you didn't get it, you didn't get it, and, right, if we didn't see any blood, again, everybody agrees that you're supposed to check in the shop veset. The day you're supposed to get it, you have to check. But if you didn't, the question is, how do we treat it after? Amar Lehu. So they ask the following question of Rav Nachman, and he answers them. We're going to have two versions of what he answers. So the first version is this: Mida Amar Huna Chavrin, since Huna, our friend, said Mishmei de Rav, said in the name of Rav, Isha sheyesh la veset biyigia shat vesta velo badka. This is exactly what we said. Her veset comes, but she doesn't check. Ulivasof ra'ata, and then eventually she sees a day later, 2 days later, whatever it is. She's choshesh for two things. Number one, what do we say? A woman who has a veset, if you remember, we say dayashata. We don't go mele. We don't go back 24 hours. If she sees at the time of her veset, then we're going to assume that she's only tme'ah from her veset and we don't go back 24 hours because we assume it came at the right time. So choshesh levesta means that, let's say she checks later that day. So we only go back, we don't go back 24 hours, we go back to the time of her veset. We don't go any earlier than her veset. We can assume, though, that she saw at the time of her veset. And chosheshe liriyata. Let's say she sees before her veset. Then we're going to go retroactively 24 hours. So we're kind of like machmir in all directions. But the main point about our question, vestot deoraita derabanan, what do we say? Alma vestot deoraita. Because we do say, right, if she missed it and then eventually saw, we go back to the, we assume she was bleeding already in the time of her veset, and that's because vestot deoraita. That's the first version of Rav Nachman. Ika de amre, but other people say that hachi ka amrele, this is really what Rav Nachman said. Ta'ama deraata. The reason why we say this woman, what happened? Her veset passed, and then she saw later. So he says it's only because she saw that we're going to say she's in nida, and you know, where we're going to be mitame things. But ha lo ra'ata ein choshashin. So dafka, this version of Rav Nachman says the opposite. Alma vestot rabanan, right? That it's taloi whether or not you see blood or not. It doesn't matter. And if you're again. Ideally, your time of your veset comes, you have to check. But if you didn't check and you missed checking, then we go based on when you start seeing blood. So that would show that vestot are only derabanan. So right now, we started the sugya saying, there's a debate about what Rav Nachman himself said. Ar vestot deoraita or ar vestot derabanan. Now we're going to see, itmar, the following machloket, tanei moraim. Isha sheyesh la veset biyigia shat vestav lo badka ulevasof badka. It's exactly the case we've been discussing. There's a machloket tanaim about it. Machloket emoraim. Amarav badka umatzat tehora. I'm reading it wrong. Badka umatzat tmea tehora. If she checks and she finds she's tmea. If she finds she's tehora. In other words, what does Rav say? Rav says, you missed it. Well, go check now and see what the status is. Whatever the status is, that's what it is, which means vestot derabanan. Okay? Because we don't assume you're going to get your period when you're supposed to. In other words, if you didn't see anything. B'shmuel amar, remember, this is only because you didn't check. U'shmuel amar afilu badka u'matza tehora nami tme'a. He says, even if you check and you find that you're tehora now, after the shat haveset, you're still going to be considered tmei'ah. Why? Mipnei she'orech bizmano ba, And he assumes what? That maybe the blood came out. Maybe you went to the bathroom. The blood came out. You didn't see. And that, you know, that was the end of your period. And it must have happened. Okay, again, right. That's what I said. It's a little weird, really, you know, in the world that we live in to think that. But that's what he claims. It's so clear, right, that it goes. So, Gemara says, notice they didn't use the wording vesto to oraito to rabbanan. But what does the Gemara say? Lema bevesto kamiflege. Why don't we suggest that their machloket is exactly this? Demar sabar deoraita. Shmuel says it's deoraita, and that's why we're going to assume that you must have missed it somehow, and you're, therefore you're tmeah. Umar sabar de rabbanan. And Rav says no, it's de rabbanan. Therefore, if you check after and you don't see anything, we assume you didn't actually get your period then. So again, I just want to keep structuring the. Because it's almost, if you don't pay attention, it sounds like we just keep saying the same thing over and over. So I want to. So we have two versions of Rav Nachman, right? We have two versions of him, of what he said, whether he said Vestoda Doraita, whether he said the Drabanan. We now have Machlok at Rav and Shmuel. Right now we're dealing only with the Amoraim time period. We're going to go back soon to the Tanaim. We're also going back in time. Rav Nachman is later than Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel are the first generation. Rav Nachman's second generation. So basically we're saying, not only is there a debate about what he said, also Amoraim seemingly debated this before him. Okay? So Lema Bevesto Kamiflige, Marsavar Doraita, Marsavar Drabanan. Comes Rabbi Zera and he says, no, they're dealing with something else here. Amar Rabbi Zera, de kule alma vestot oraita. He says, no. Both Rav and Shmuel think vestot oraita. But what's the difference between them? Why does Rav say, depends, if she finds herself tmeah, she's tmeah, but if she finds Torah, she's Torah? Kan shabat katzma kashior veset, kan shalobat katzma kashior veset. What does that mean? Shior veset means immediately after. Immediately after what? Immediately after the veset passes. So let's say she's supposed to get her period on this and this day in the daytime. Immediately at the end, right, the day ends. It's now evening, nighttime. She realizes, I didn't check. She checks immediately. Then, okay, wait. So then, if she checks immediately, then we're going to assume, right, that we can, yeah, that... If she checks herself immediately after and shows she doesn't have blood, that's Rav, who says she's going to be Tohora. Because if she doesn't see blood immediately, it's as if she didn't see blood in the time of Veset, and there really was no blood there. But if she checks Shalom B'Shir Veset, she checks later, then we don't know what happened in the interim. Maybe there really was blood and she didn't see. Okay? Now that we're checking half a day later, you know, that doesn't prove anything. It could have gotten kind of cleaned itself out and there's no more blood anymore. But it could have still been there. Okay. So that's Rabbi Zera. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak amar, bevesto gufayu kamiflage. He says, no, in fact, the machloket about between them is exactly what we said. Demar savar vestote oraita, umar savar vestote rabanan. Okay, so we took this topic, we suggested maybe it's vestote oraita to rabanan as a machloket. Rabbi Zera said, no, it's not, but comes Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak and says it is. Now we're going to go back in earlier generation to Tanaim. Okay, so Rav Sheshet amar kitinai. Okay, not only is it a machloket amoraim, it was also machloket Tanaim. Rabbi Eliezer omer tmeah nida, Rabbi Yoshua omer tibadek. Okay, we have a woman whose veset passes and she hasn't checked. So Rabbi Eliezer says she doesn't need to bother checking. We just assume she's in Nida, even if she doesn't see any blood, right? Obviously, if she's got a flow of blood coming, we know that. But the assumption is she doesn't see any blood, but we assume she's in Nida. Rabbi Yoshua omer tibadek. He says, let her check. And obviously, if he's saying let her check, what does that mean? Well, it depends what comes out. So therefore, it seems to be they're having the same machloket. Rabbi Yoshua will say to Rabbanan, Rabbi Eliezer will say to Oraita. Now they say not only that, but hane tnai ki hane tnai. Not only that, but those Tanaim are also arguing about a different, like there's another group of Tanaim who debate the same thing. D'tanya, Rabbi Meir omer tmeah nida, v'chachamim omrim tibadek, the same exact machloket. Okay, just instead of between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua, it's also between Rabbi Meir and Chachamim. Amar Abaye, af ana nami tanina. Actually, we can find this also in the Mishnah. D'tnan, here's a Mishnah further on in Nida that we already quoted on Lamitet. Rabbi Meir omer im haitaba machave. She was hiding out. She was scared of listim, of, you know, some bad guys coming. And the time of Hervesa comes, below batka, tehora. Now notice what it says. Hervesa passes, she's tehora. However, only because she was scared. And what do we say? That causes siluk damim. She won't see blood. So therefore they said, shecharada mesaleket et hadamim, right? That's the reason. So what do you see here? Tama deika charada. It's only because she was scared. Haleka charada, what would happen if the time of Vesta came and she didn't check? She be tmeah, alma vestota oraita. So here, Abaye is not bringing a machloket tanaim. He's saying, this Mishnah obviously holds vestota oraita. So now they say, maybe there's another group of Tanaim that are having the same exact debate. We're going to bring it, and then Rabina is going to reject it. But right now, the Gemara says, why don't we say that this also? Haro'ada machmat makah. She has blood coming out of her body from a wound. Okay, internal bleeding. Afilu b'toch yimei nidata tehora. Even if it's during, now this doesn't mean during the day she's bleeding, she's obviously in need at that point. What does it mean? It means her potential need of days. Meaning, if it's days she could potentially be getting her period, then we're going to say, right, even though, right, or dafka, because it's dam makah, we're going to say she's tehora. Okay, even if potentially there could be bleeding from the uterus, since we know it's coming from internal bleeding, we're going to call her tehora divrei Rashbag. Rebbe Omer, im yesh laveset, choshesha levesta. Rebbe says, no, but it depends when. If it's the time that she's expecting to get her period, and there's potential needed days, but then within those potential needed days, there's the day she's expecting to get her period. If it's then, we're going to say that she's tmea. So what do you see here? Well, Rebbe is obviously disagreeing with Rashbag. Obviously, Rashbag doesn't think that. So Rashbag is going to say, no matter what, we say it's damaka. And Rebbe says, well, it depends. If it's in her yom of her veset, we're going to assume she's tmeah. So what do you see here? Again, we can suggest Rebbe. Okay, just notice this because we're going to change this in a minute. Rebbe's more machmir, obviously, right? Because Rashbag says Torah. Rebbe says, depends when, she could potentially be tmeah. And Yotzei, that Rebbe holds vesto to oraita, and that's where we're going to be machmir on the day of her veset. Rashbag, who doesn't relate to the day of the veset, we're going to assume he thinks she's tohora and vesto to rabbanah. But I'm a Ravina, lo. Ravina says, you've totally misunderstood this machloket. Tekule alma vestot to Rabbanan. Okay, before, if you remember, we said they're not arguing vestot, everyone agrees with Doraita when it came to Rav and Shmuel. Here we're saying all these Tanaim agree vestot to Rabbanan. So you can see, I just wanted to point that out. They kind of zigzag. You know, sometimes there's sugyot where there's arguing and they're trying to say maybe they argue this, maybe they argue that, and then they all, no. It's clear they all think this. And it's in one direction. Here it kind of zigzags back. It's not so clear that there's one more obvious direction. So everyone agrees, Vestot to Rabbanan. What's the machloket here? Hacha b'mekor mekomo tamei kamiflige. This is a very interesting machloket. Tosfot has some issues with Rashi on it, a little bit, or some questions he raises about this whole thing. The uterus itself, the makor, that's the word they use for the uterus, mekomo tamei. Is the uterus a tamei place? Think about it. The blood that comes out of the uterus is tamei. So there's a suggestion that maybe the uterus itself is a tamei location, which according to Rashi means, very interesting, kol dam habad derech sham, so any blood that passes by the uterus, if you're having internal bleeding, the assumption is, right, it's going to pass the uterus on its way out. Ba'filu eno dam nida, have, and here's this big chiddush in Rashi, av hatum'ah letameh adam tumat erev, b'mnaga b'tarot tme'im. What's going to happen when the blood passes the uterus? By touching the uterus, it becomes an av hatum'ah. Crazy. Like Tosa says, first of all, it's Beit HaStarim. Like, Tosfot raises a bunch of issues. It's a hidden place. Usually you don't have Tumah in a hidden place. Dam, usually you need a Raviv for Dam to be Metame. He asks some questions. He said, this must be Halacha L'Mosh Mesinai. It's like what they do when they give up and they don't understand and it doesn't make any sense. It must be some really old Masoret that was passed down because otherwise we can't really explain it based on other things we know about this kind of about Tumah in general. But what does he claim? Okay, now according to this reason, if you remember, in the first reading we said Rebbe's more machmir. He's the one who says vesto to oraita. In this reading, Rebbe's actually going to be mekel, because what happens? So the question is, as this dam makah passes through the uterus, does it become an avatuma? If it becomes an avatuma, what's going to happen? Well, when it comes out of the body of the woman, it's going to be metameh her, but not dam nida, not 7 days. She'll become a regular person who came in contact with an avatuma. She'll be tameh for a day. Okay? She'll have tumah b'day, she'll go to the mikveh in the morning, she'll be tahor in the evening. Okay? So, it says here like this. So that's what Rashbag says. Rashbag savar isha tehora, vidam tamei deka'ate derech makor. What he says is the woman herself is Torah. Now, she's not really Torah. She's Torah minida. She actually becomes Tameh from the dam. But this isn't nida bleeding, right? So he's saying she's not Tameh nida. But, right, meaning, first of all, for her husband, she's for sure fine, because this isn't dam of nida. She just becomes Tameh, that she has this chumah upon her that she has to go to the mikvah for. So the dam that came, Derech HaMakor, the path of the uterus on the way out, is Tameh. And then Rebbe comes and says like this. So now, first before we read what Rebbe says, I want you to read Rebbe in the Braita originally. So remember, let's read Rashbag in the Braita. He says, meaning, but she is tuma for a day. Rebbe Omer, yesh la veset choseshet levesta. If she has a veset, then she's concerned for a veset. So how do we read Rebbe now? He says, what you're talking about is a totally irrelevant issue. It only depends on, is it the time of her veset? Is it not the time of veset? If it's the time of veset, then no matter what, she's going to be tameh because it's, you know, she should be worried that maybe the dam she's seeing is actually coming from the makor. And if it's not the time of her veset, well, Makor makomo is tahor. There's no tuma of blood passing through the uterus, and therefore, like that, the uterus itself is not a place that is mitame things that go by it. So therefore, it wouldn't be a problem. So you'd say that in this reading, Rebbe's mekel, because he's basically saying the only thing we'd be choshesh for potentially is vestot, and it's almost like he's not even saying that. He's almost saying, what's your issue, right? The only possible issue you could have is that if it's time for veset. But otherwise, this is dam makah. It has nothing to do with uterine bleeding, and the fact it passes the uterus shouldn't make any bit of a difference, and therefore he disagrees and he is meikel dafka. So Rabina basically says, don't think that machloket has to do with vestot d'orayta or d'rabbanan. It's a totally different issue. So again, what we showed was, either there are many, right? Emoraim would debate it, Tanaim would debate it, or maybe some of the machlokot aren't necessarily dependent on this. Maybe they are, maybe they're not. Okay, but there definitely were some that were clear. Mishnah, new Mishnah. Beit Shammai Amrim, Tzricha Shnei Edim Al Kol Tashmish V'Tashmish. Again, we're dealing with a woman who is Asuka B'Taharot. She's dealing with Taharot. Beit Shammai says, okay, now we're dealing with what if you have relations a number of times in a night? So Beit Shammai says she needs to check once, okay, two Edim, right? I'll call Tashmish, V'Tashmish. So big debate, Rashi and I think it's, yeah, the Ri in Tosfot, or actually the Perush of the Rashbam. What are the two Bedikot we're talking about? Remember, every time we say two, it could be one before, one after that she's supposed to check, or it could be that both after, one him, one her. Okay, that both the man and the woman have to check after Tashmish. So Rashi says it's one before, one after, and we're going to kind of read the sugya with Rashi's reading, but know that the Rashbam says it's both of them, each of them after. So Beit Shammai says two edim on each Tashmish or Tashmish. Oh, okay, now, you have to add one thing before you read the next line. Rashi says, first of all, he says shnei edim chadashim, you need two new clean bedika cloths. Okay, I'll call Tashmish Echad Lefanav Echad Lacharav, once before, once after. Ulemachar Ta'ayim Bahem. And then the following morning, she checks them. Okay, why the following morning? Because it's dark, she can't see. So she checks them the following morning. Now, this is a little strange. Isn't the one before Tashmish supposed to check, are you bleeding? Can we now have relations? So it's a little bit weird, according to Rashi. And if you say according to Rashbam, it's simpler. They're both after Tashmish, and then it makes sense. You say that it's one before, one after, it seems a little weird. So it seems, what's the nafkamina then? Well, in the morning, she checks, she lines them up. She knows which is which. She's got to remember somehow. But she knows which was before. If she finds on the before, then they both have to bring a korban chatat. Okay? But it does seem a little weird that she wouldn't be checking. Some of the Rishonim understand this differently based on that. Okay? And they say that, they say she dafka has to check it, okay? She has to figure out a way to check the one before. Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense. And the one that she leaves in the morning is obviously the one after, okay? But here comes option number two, to shamesh le'or haner. Or they can have relations by the light of a candle, which we're going to get into. Isn't that usher? We'll get to there. Hold off. But, Or she should, you know, they should have relations to the Or HaNer, and then she can check. She can check before, she can check after, right? She can check. Beit Hillel omrim, daya b'shnei edim kol halayla. It's interesting. He uses the lashon daya, like daya sha'ata of Shammai. Now he says, it's enough for her to, for just shnei edim kol halayla, which means one before the first time they have relations and one at the very end of the night. Okay? So, Tanu Rabbanan. אף על פי שאמרו המשמש מיטתו לאור הנר הרי זה מגונה, בית שמאי אומרים, צריכה שני עדים על כל תשמיש או תשמיש. So here you see, על כל תשמיש או תשמיש, sorry, על כל תשמיש, או תשמש לאור הנר. So they're just raising this, they don't really explain it. But the Braita here says, even though one's not supposed to have relations, לאור הנר, still, right, בית שמאי holds you're supposed to, and that it's either do your bedikas and leave them for the morning, or theoretically he does say you can be mishamesh lo'or haner. Ubeit Hillel omrim daya b'shnei edim kol halayla. What are the potential issues with lo'or haner? We'll hold off for a little bit because we're going to get back to it later in the page and we'll see some psukim and then we'll talk about it a little bit more. Tanya. Amru lehem beit shamay lebeit Hillel. Another braita about this machloket between them, and here we get a conversation. Beit Shamay says to Beit Hillel, l'dibrechem, according to you, lichush, right, you're going to check once at the beginning of the night, once at the end of the night, and not after every time. Lichush shema tereh tipatam kechardal bebiya rishona, utechapena shechbat zera bebiya shnia. Maybe the first time some blood came out, but after you have sex the second time, well then already it's going to get kind of dissolved into the semen, and you won't be able to see anything. So amar le Beit Hillel, af ledivrechem lichush, ad sharok betoch hapeh shema nimok. In other words, while it's still betoch hapeh, means still inside her body. In other words, it doesn't matter whether you're mishamesh multiple times or one time. Either which way, if you're worried about the shechvat zera covering up the blood and you won't be able to see it and it'll sort of dissolve into it, that could happen after one time. It could happen inside the body. And then again, there would be blood and you wouldn't see it. So if you're worried about that issue, it's an issue for you too. So on Rulahem, Beit Shammai says back to Beit Hillel, no, l'fisha eino demen nimok pa'am achad l'nimok shtei pa'amim. It's more likely to get dissolved in two times rather than one time. One time I'm not so worried, it won't get that dissolved, you'll still be able to see it, but two times already you won't be able to see it, and therefore Beit Shammai says you should check after each time so that it doesn't end up over time dissolved. Tanya, another bright. Amar Rabbi Yoshua, ro'e ani divrei Beit Shammai. I kind of side with Beit Shammai. It makes a lot of sense to me that you should check in between kol tashmish v'tashmish. Amru lo tamidav, Rebbe, kama he'erachta aleinu. Wow, you're really being machmir on us to do that. Amar lahem, mutav she'aricha lechem ba'olam hazeh, kedei she'arichu yamechem lo'olam haba. Okay? Right? Better. I should make your life a little tougher now, but you'll be zoche to have olam haba. Right? Obviously, they were, again, you have to understand, what's the concern? The concern, if it's just for tarot, it's not so much of a concern, but the concern is that you might end up sleeping with your wife when you're, now, the issue is, and that's, again, it becomes a bit of an issue if we say that you're only checking in the morning, well, you're still, but then again, then it at least gives you the option to bring a korban chatat. And you know that you're chayav a korban chatat because you know that you check before that tashmish, right? You can just imagine that according to Beit Shammai, you have like this lineup of bedikot, again, assuming you have tashmish more than one time a night, but you know, you have this lineup of bedikot, you know, and then you have to check, and then maybe you'll bring a korban chatat, and at least you'll be mechaper, so then you can get olam haba. Okay, now Rabbi Zera comes in, and he's going to say, there's a little bit of a different thing going on here. Amar Rabbi Zera, midivrei kulam noma, both from Beit Shammai and from Beit Hillel, you can learn that what? Bal nefesh lo yiv'ol v'yishne. You shouldn't have sex multiple times a night. Okay, now where does he, what's his issue? His issue seems to be that we're not worried so much about taharot. What's he worried about? He's worried about this concept of what we call dam machmat tashmish. You have to wonder, okay, nowadays I'm not sure anybody really believes that this is the case, and maybe it pays to do, you know, it would be good if someone did research into what the beliefs in ancient times were about this concept. And maybe people really believed that somehow having sex could bring upon one's period, okay? That's what dam machmat tashmish is. It's not just that you bleed after having tashmish. That could be like dam makah, you know, somehow it causes some bleeding. But what we mean is that dafka, having sex, brings upon a woman's period.
The same thing like jumping or any other.
It's kind of like one of these external things like jumping, where somehow it would cause your period, and therefore there was this concept, if you did it multiple times a night, well, maybe it would bring upon your period even more. And the fact that they required these bedikot, and as he showed this from Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, because they all require bedikot after Tashmish, whether you say after each time or after, right? If you just check before Tashmish, why do you have to check after Tashmish? Because the assumption is that there was a concern that maybe you can bleed, you know, bring on your period from having Tashmish. So he says that's what this is, you know, that's something that we can learn from this. Rava Amar Bo'el V'Shoneh, he says, no, you can do whatever you want, basically. Don't worry about Tamach Matashmish. Kitanya Hayi L'Taharot, this is only a concern of Taharot. They're not really, you know, it's not like there's a real issue here. They just want to know how to deal with Taharot. Tanya Nami Inaz, right? Do we say, because we go retroactive, we go to your previous Vedika, so if we can, right, constantly check. So again, they pick times, morning and evening, and before and after having relations. And then the question is, when you say before and after having relations, do you mean after every time, or do you mean after the end of the evening? Tanya, or the end of the night. Tanya Nami Hachi, another brighter to support Rava's reading is, Bamed Varim Amurim L'Taharot Aval L'Bala Muteret. Okay, the brighter says explicitly that if it's just for relations with her husband and she's not dealing with Taharot at all, then she's Muteret and you don't have to do Bedikot at all. Then we're just continuing in the Braita, even though this is the next or a different topic, which is goes back to the Mishnah of Torani and the assumption that she's Bechezkat Tahara. Ubamed Dvarim Amurim, that we can assume she's Tahor Lebaala if he goes away. Shinicha Bechezkat Tahara. If when he left the country, and as again, this has nothing to do with our issue right now, it's just we quote this Braita, is that when she left him and she was Bechezkat, when he left, she was a Tahora. Then he can assume when he gets back that she's still Torah. But if he leaves and she's Tme'ah, she has her period then he can't sleep with her when he gets back until he finds out from her that she's actually Torah. Okay, back to our issue. Amar Rabbi Abba Amar Rabbi Chia Bar Ashi Amar Rav. Badka Be'ed V'Avad. Let's say she checks. She checks before Tashmish and then she loses the Bedika. Cough. I don't know exactly, you know, how that happened and when she loses it, but she realizes that it's lost. Asura l'shamesh ad shetivdok. She can't have relations with her husband till she checks again. So matkifla Rabbi Ila. Rabbi Ila says, ilu ita milo mashamsha. If it was there, remember, what did we say? She doesn't actually have to check the bedika cloth. It just has to be that she checked. So here, she checked. So what that it got lost? That in a normal case, she waits till the morning to look at it. She still can have relations with her husband. So the fact that it got lost, who really cares? In other words, theoretically, she still should be allowed to have sex with her husband. So the afa gav de lo yada hashanami to shamesh, right? There we say she can have relations, even though she doesn't really know what's on that bedika cloth. She didn't check it. So therefore, also here, she should be able to be to shamesh. So amar le rava, zo mochicha kayam, v'zo e mochicha kayam. You can't compare when the bedika cloth gets lost to when the bedika cloth is there and she can't see it. Those are not two of the same things. The fact that she can't see it, well, she can look at it in the next morning and know what the situation is. But here, she's not going to be able to check it in the morning and therefore we only allow her to have relations with her husband if she does a new bedika. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Now we get back to this. Asur l'adam shishamesh mitato bayom. Okay, he says, can't have sex during the day. Why is that? Ma'ikra, where do we learn it from? Shneamar. This is a pasuk from Iov. Yovad yom ivale bo, right? Kind of the day that I was born should be disappear, right? Cursed is the day I was born. V'halayla amar hora gaver. And the night in which I was conceived, right? That the man caused the wife to, you know, my mother to become pregnant. So what did we darshan from this pasuk? Well, it says, Laila omar hora gaver. Laila nitan leherayon, but yom lo nitan leherayon. Okay, notice, according to this interpretation, it's not necessarily an issue of sni'ut or, okay, what are the potential issues? The potential issues are, right, we're going to see, according to Rabbi Yochanan, what's the issue? Well, what's the purpose of having intercourse? It's to have children. And only at nighttime, according to this pasuk, is when people can conceive. Almost like it was a theory, right? That, and therefore, one should have relations at night because it causes pregnancy. Rish Lakish Amar Mehacha Bozed Rachav Yamut. Okay, this is a pasuk from Mishlei that basically someone who makes an embarrassment out of his ways should die. Now, what's drachav? Often they use it as a euphemism for intercourse. So they say, here you have, if you do it bebizayon, and what's bebizayon? Okay, so why is it bizayon? So either issues of tzniut, okay, there's a source that I don't... Rashi says, okay, I'll quote it, I don't love it, but Rashi says, Shema yir'eba davar meguneh v'titganeh alav. We're worried that he'll, if he sees his wife while he's having relations, he might find something ugly about her and not want to have relations with her. It's a little unpleasant, but they say that might be one of the options. You know, it's one of the explanations of why not to have sex during the day. Not to have it during the day. Obviously, what's the nafkamina here? That if you have it during the day and you can make your room dark, right, then there's room according to Rish Lakish, theoretically, if you can't see, so it's okay. According to Rabbi Yochanan, well, it's not the time for conceiving. On the other hand, let's say she's already pregnant, or let's say she's not at a time where she can conceive, then, you know, if it all has to do with pregnancy, there's many times where that's not relevant, or theoretically, maybe, you know, you could say, even if not, it's better, but it doesn't mean you can't. So there's different ways of reading it. So now they're going to have a back and forth. What does each one do with the other one's pasuk? So Rish Lakish, hi, Krad Rabbi Yochanan, my darish bay. How does he read the pasuk if it's not Laila Nitan Leharayon? Mibaylech the darish Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa. He needs it for the following drasha that Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa said. The darish Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, Oto Malach HaMemunel HaRayon, Laila Shmo. Okay, there's a special malach called Laila. Notice the pasuk says, Laila Amar Hora Gever. So it's going to be a malach speaking to God. What does the malach do? V'notel tipa. Okay, this malach takes the tipa of Shechvat Zera, U'mamida Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He brings it in front of God. Ve'omer lefanav, ribono shel olam, tipazo matehale. So he says in front of God, this is all about what's predetermined. Okay, very interesting source. So the night, you know, they have relations. The malach comes in, takes one of the tipot, the one that's going to cause the child to be born, and says, what's going to be with this tipa? Gibor o chalash, will he be strong or weak? Chacham o tipesh, okay, take note of what's mentioned here. Will he be smart or stupid? Ashir o ani, wealthy or poor. All that is predetermined. Now notice what the Gemara says. V'ilu rasha o tzadik lo ka'amar. It doesn't say, will he be a good person or a bad person, right? An evil person or a tzadik. Kidei Rabbi Chanina, as Rabbi Chanina says, Amar Rabbi Chanina, famous line, Hakol bidei shamayim chutz mi yirat shamayim, right? Everything else is in the hands of God, but not yirat shamayim, and therefore, that is not predetermined. Shnei Amar, how do we know this? V'ata Yisrael ma'ashem lokecha shu'a mimcha ki'im li'ira'ah. Right, the continuation is right. Ki im liyirat Hashem lokecha lalecha b'chol tochav lavaota lavaota Hashem lokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha. So what do you see? That is now predetermined. Okay, and notice, right, they read that pasuk as ma Hashem lokecha tashalom imcha. That's the only thing, right? Ki im, just that. That's the one thing you have to, you know, that you're on your own with. That's what Rish Lakish does with that pasuk. So again, it means laila omer hora gaiver, meaning Laila comes before God and says, look, here's the baby that's about to be born. Determine what's going to be with this baby. For Rabbi Yochanan says, no, that's not what that pasuk is saying. Im ken, if you were right, nichtovcha, right? Laila amal, gever hore. A man has gotten a woman pregnant. My hora gever. Why does it say it in the reverse? The reason is to put Laila next to hore to teach you about harayon Laila. Okay? That's his drasha. Laila nitan leharayon, yom lo nitan leharayon. Now we're going to have to do the reverse. That was Rabbi Yochanan. Rish Lakish, what did he do with Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk? Now Rabbi Yochanan, haikra de Rish Lakish, my darshebe. What does he do with bozed rachav yamut? So now, instead of saying bozed rachav has to do with someone who does something to bizayon during intercourse, we're now going to say it has to do with something else. Mibayle lechidichtiv, b'sefer ben sira, right? One of the sfarim achitzoniim that didn't make it into the Tanakh. It's kind of in the style, right, of Mishle. All these mishalim. This one is interesting. It's in the style of Amos. If you remember, Amos starts off a very powerful way. It says, Al shlosha pishei edom ve'arba alo ashivena, right? There's the three sins, and on the fourth, and I can't forgive them. And then they go on, right, till you're almost like, okay, all these non-Jews, and then you get to Yisrael, you know, Yehuda, and then Yisrael, and then Yehuda. Like the build-up to, oh, and also the Jews are in the same category as everybody else. So what does it say in Sefer Ben Sira? Shlosha saneti ba'arba'a lo ahavti. So the same signal. There's three things I hate, and the fourth I really don't like. Okay? Sar hanirgal. So this is the first. We're going to have three interpretations. Sar hanirgal ba'beit ha-mishtaot, va'amre le sar hanirgan, va'amre le sar hanirgaz. Okay? It's something that happens when an officer goes into a party. Okay? Either he's rogel, like he hangs out in this party, or he's nirgan, which is he talks a lot at this party, or he's nirgaz, he gets angry, right? The point is here, he's getting drunk, okay, and doing things while he's drunk. Hamoshiv shevet b'moreh karet. This is someone who puts his house at the top of the city, the high point of the city. What happens when your house is at the high point of the city? It's the most noticeable. Everybody looks at you. Everybody's, you know, you're kind of out in the open there. That's considered something God hates. Ba'ochez ba'amah mashin ma'im, right? This we said, right? If he holds himself while he's urinating. Va'nichnas lebeit chavareo pit'om. He walks into his friend's house unannounced, right? Because you never know what situation people might be in. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, this is an interesting one. Va'afilu lebeito. You should never walk into your own house unannounced. It's an interesting one. I'm having trouble understanding it, right? We generally don't knock on our own doors before we come in. But the point is, be aware that there's people, you know, and you might catch someone in an embarrassing situation. Never pop in unannounced. It's interesting, by the way, the fourth one you would think is like the least of all those things, and Dafke it's the most, maybe because they want to say, don't think that, you know, that's also really, really important. It's respective of people's privacy. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, so again, he uses that pasuk to teach, right? So what's that pasuk? Let's go back. Bozed rachav yuma. That's a bozed rachav. Someone who does one of these four things. Now we're going to see the Rav Shimon bar Yochai also talked about these kind of things. Arba'a dvarim hakadosh baruch hu son'an, v'ani eini ohavan. Okay, there's four things that God hates, and I don't like them either. Hanichnas lebeito pitom. Here they start with your own house. Ve'ein tzarich lomar lebeit chavero, and all the more so your friend's house. Ha'ochez ba'ma mashtin mayim. So those two are the same. Mashtin mayim arom lifnei mitato. Okay, this is like kind of the lazy. You know, you don't want to get up and go outside to the outhouse, so you just do it in front of your bed. The question is the focus on lifnei mitato, is the focus on arom, that he's naked? Unclear. Hamishamesh mitato b'fnei kol chayim, one who has sexual relations in front of, now notice the wording, kol chay, any living being. So we're going to have to define this a little bit. Amar le Rabbi Yehuda l'shmuel, v'afilu lifnei achbarim, right? Rabbi Yehuda asked his teacher, you know, even mice, okay? You can imagine, I mean, I would think it would be pretty gross to have mice around, but obviously mice were rampant. You know, he says, even achbarim. Amar le shinina, he says, right? Remember, that's what he always calls, Shmuel always calls Rabbi Yehuda, shinina, you smart student, lo. Not that, okay? Ela kigon, I'll give you an example, beit ploni shemishamshim mitotehem b'fnei avdehem b'shifrotehem, like people who have sexual relations in front of their slaves. So the Gemara asks, v'inu mai darish, why would they have a demon shfachot there? So the pasuk by the Akedah says, shvu lachem po machamor, am hadome lechamor, the pasuk compares the avadim who sat with the chamor as if they're treated like a chamor, and therefore they assume that they're more in the category of other Balei Chaim rather than in the category of people. Okay, this it was one of the sources. The rabbis have a diverse range of opinions about how they treat Avadim and how they viewed Avadim. This one obviously goes in the category of drashot that are difficult in our modern eye to view how they viewed Avadim in a different category. However, just to point out, if you remember, we saw Sugyot of Ha'adam, that Avadim are treated, they're humans, they're treated as all humans, and there's clearly sources that protect the Avadim, and this one is just kind of trying to explain a situation of how it could have been in this house of Ploni, where the Avadim and Shvachot were in the bedroom while people were having relations. And therefore they explain it in that way, but it's not indicative of all approaches of Chazal to this situation. It's also worth pointing out that it's dafka the halacha is that the Avadim and Shvachot are treated as humans. It's that in their own eyes, the perspective of the Avadim and Shvachot was that maybe we're like the Chamor, but in fact the halacha is that they're not.